在线英语听力室 tinroom.com 欢迎您。
Speaking Sunday night on the CBS news program 60 Minutes, President-elect Barack Obama laid out what are the top priorities his new administration will face.Mr. Obama said he has spent days since the November 4th election planning to stabilize the economy. He credited Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson for trying to remedy the financial crisis and refrained from criticizing efforts by the Bush administration.
We've got an unprecedented crisis, or at least something that we have not seen since the Great Depression. And I think Hank would be the first one to acknowledge that probably not everything that's been done has worked the way he had hoped it would work.But I'm less interested in looking backwards than I am in looking forwards.
Mr. Obama said fighting back a deepening recession is more important than balancing the country's budget. He also said it is important to restore faith in financial markets to allow the economy to move forward in a strong way.
We have to do whatever it takes to get this economy moving again. That we're going to have to spend money now.To stimulate the economy, and that we shouldn't worry about the deficit next year or even the year after. That short term, the most important thing is that we avoid a deepening recession.
Mr. Obama said he intends to focus on homeowners facing foreclosure. The president-elect said the government should set up a system of negotiation between banks and borrowers to help people stay in their homes.Concerning national security matters, Mr. Obama said he will make the selection of his national security team a top priority because transition periods are times of vulnerability to terrorist attacks.
We want to make sure that there is as seamless a transition on national security as possible.
Mr. Obama reaffirmed his campaign pledges to close the detention center at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, and to work with military commanders to draw down U.S. troops in Iraq.He said he also plans to capture or kill al-Qaeda leader Osama bin Laden, saying doing so will be a critical aspect of stamping out the terrorist network. Mr. Obama acknowledged meeting with former Democratic primary rival Senator Hillary Clinton last week, but he refused to say whether she was being considered for Secretary of State, as has been widely reported. Mr. Obama will be sworn into office on January 20th. Pernell Murdoch, VOA News. Washington.